We are up to Siman Tofresh Mem Gimel, and we will be doing the first two Se'ifim. Seder HaKiddush, the order of the Kiddush, is Yayin Borei Pri Hagafen, Kiddush, that's Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, V'Sukah Leishei B'Sukah, V'Achar Kach Zman, and then Asheh Chiyonu. L'fisha Zman Chozer Al Kiddush Hayom V'Al Mitzvah Sukah. Because the Shechiyonu is referring to both things, both the Yontif as well as the Sukkah. So first we make the brachas on the Yontif, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, and then on the Sukkah of Leishei B'Sukah, and only after that the Shechiyonu. Now, you do not say Leishei B'Sukah before Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, because you're only Chayiv in Sukkah after Yontif comes in. So Yontif has to come in first. Now, what happens if you didn't make a Shechiyonu? So the halacha is that you say the Shechiyonu even not ala kos. You could say it tomorrow in the Shuk. So here the Mishnah Berurah goes into what happens if the person didn't say Shechiyonu on the second night. Lemaisa, he says that really you should have to make a bracha on the other days, any of the other days, and you were not Yotza with that of the first day. What happens if someone switched the order and made the Shechiyonu before the Leishei B'Sukah? The halach is he is Yotze b'diyevet. Siv Beis, laharambam, mekadesh mu'umid u'mavarach Leishei B'Sukah v'yoshiv v'achakach mavarach zman. According to the Rambam, you make Kiddush while you're standing, and you make the bracha Leishei B'Sukah, then you sit down, and you say Shechiyonu. Why is this? The Mechaber holds that the Iker Mitzvah Sukkah lefi the Rambam, and this is the Rambam Shita, that the Iker Mitzvah Sukkah is sitting in the Sukkah, Leishei B'Sukah. So, as in the case of every other mitzvah, you make the bracha over L'Asiyosan. So you first make Leishei B'Sukah, and then you sit down. Says the Ramah, Vei Nogin Ken, El Makatshim Miyushif. The Midrash Ashkenaz is to say Kiddush sitting down, meaning not to do this. And by the way, according to the Mechaber, the halach is that whenever you go into the Sukkah, you do like the Rambam, you say Aleishei B'Sukah, and then you sit down. Whereas according to the Ramah does not do that. The Ramah goes with the Rosh, and the Rosh Hashita is that the bracha is just on being there, and sitting down is not, does not make a difference with regard to the halacha of over L'Asiyosan. Now, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that the bracha of Leishei B'Sukah should be said with the niggin of Kiddush. The same way that we sing Kiddush, Leishei B'Sukah should be sung. It should not just be said. Also, he says you should always make brachas out loud because that is Ma'or Kavana. Now, getting back here, what happens if, according to the Rambam, someone didn't sit down in the Sukkah altogether? He ate standing up. Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar Tzion brings a machlokas achronim if, according to the Rambam, you were Yotze Mitzvah Sukkah altogether. Now, finally, back to this. So it would turn out it's a machlokas to Mechaber and the Ramah. So Svardim will do like the Rambam, say Leishei B'Sukah and then sit down. And Ashkenazim, like the Ramah, like the Rosh, which is that they would sit down and make Kiddush and say Leishei B'Sukah, or Stam during the week to sit down, say Leishei B'Sukah. The Gra paskins like the Rambam. The Gra holds that the Ikra Din is like the Rambam, that one is supposed to make the bracha and only then sit down.